was your toilet, would you be happy? Part 6. My advice is, whether you wish to heat it or not, don't make the space cramped. Don't make the space so state-of-the-art that he ends up poling his bottom over the edge and does his business outside of the box anyway. As for hooded, I don't think so. If you don't want to clean regularly, then don't have an animal as a pet. They're going to make a mess regardless of what you think. Every one of us, whether we be two or four-legged, need to use the toilet several times over the hours of the day and night. No matter how much money you have, be caring about your animal in all aspects of its life. A cat is there to keep you company and give you someone to care for. Any amount of money is not going to make you his favourite person if you do not respect his own toilet needs as you would for yourself. Cats don't want privacy. Why would they? They are creatures of the greater outer world. They don't seek mollycoddling like we do. I mean, they don't worry about heated toilet seats and bidets that flush warm water. They don't worry about matching toilet seat covers and toilet surround mats either. They like to dig and dig deep to cover up their business. Remember that they do not look at what they're covering up either when they're doing it. They just turn around and use their paws to throw dirt at the mess where they just left it. And my advice to you is that if you constantly come home and see the mess outside the kitty litter box, then sure as eggs, your cat does not like what you've provided for his toilet habits. Nope. He's not missing the box. He is very carefully just not using the box. When they're disturbed by a threat that is perceived for them to be dangerous, they need to move quickly. Allow them that privilege. Kittens grow into cats, some very large, and so should their toilet facilities. Now, my idea of a perfectly designed kitty litter box would be cat designed, clean, large, uncovered, at least their length, plus another half length again in size. They want to turn comfortably in it and around it. Highish sides that they can see over or through. Under the bed, 60 litre storage containers are a great size. So what's it going to be, my human? And that is the end of part 6.